final test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. She is tapping her head. B. She is shaking her head. C. She is nodding her head. D. She is bowing her head.
Number 2.
A. One of the boys is selling flowers. B. One of the boys is helping the poor. C. One of the boys is building a house. D. One of the boys is striving to live.
Number 3.
A. They are experimenting in the lab. B. They are waiting for tea. C. They are putting some water in the kettle. D. They are cleaning the kettle.
Number 4.
A. He is looking for a penny. B. He's happy to find a good luck charm, a leaf. C. He's wearing lucky socks. D. He's cutting trees.
Number 5.
A. The factory is reported in the newspaper. B. The factory is pumping clean water. C. The factory worker is collecting trash. D. The river is being polluted with chemicals.
Listen and choose the best responses. Number 6.
I'm so ashamed because I've never realized how much trash I throw in the street.
A. Oh, that's cool. B. So is this good? C. Don't be ashamed. D. Yes, I do.
Number 7.
Can someone tell me what luck is?
A. I think I can. B. Oh, that's not very nice. C. You're right. D. This is a horrible sight.
Number 8.
I'd like to participate in the next cleanup campaign with you.
A. I think so. B. That's a great idea. C. Yes, you're right. D. Okay, I'd love to.
Number 9.
I can tell you that you will receive his love soon.
A. I decide what I really want to do in the future. B. That's terrible. C. No, I can't. D. Really? I'm so happy to hear it.
Number 10.
What do you think Einstein's childhood was like?
A. He must have been a good student. B. I think they are sincere volunteers. C. It depends on us. D. He will help you.
Listen to the talks and answer each question. Number 11.
What's wrong?
Well, as you know, I have a crush on Anne, but I don't know whether she likes me or not.
Why don't you ask her directly?
No, I can't. If she doesn't like me, I will die.
Number 12.
You have lucky shoes that you always wear when you take a test.
Be quiet! It's a secret! What about you, Tom? You always wear a lucky cap when you play baseball.
Number 13. I want to know how much you are interested in music.
I'm a big fan of classical music.
Great! Do you know this job would be unpaid?
Absolutely. I know this is 100% volunteer work.
Number 14.
What's wrong, Alex?
Actually, I chatted with someone on Messenger, and she was so rude to me.
That's not good. She didn't know netiquette.
Yeah, she didn't know what she should not say to me.
Number 15.
I'm going to travel to Sydney. Can you give me some advice? You were in Sydney last winter.
Sure. What do you want to know?
What is there to do in Sydney?
There are many famous sights in Sydney.
Listen to the talks and answer the following questions. Number 16 and 17.
So, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Well, let's look at this city guide here. Why don't we first visit the White House in the morning?
Okay, I like that idea. After that, what do you think about visiting Lincoln Memorial? Well, it says here that the building is famous for the marble stairs.
Well, to tell the truth, I'm not really interested in going there.
Really?
Yeah, why don't we go shopping instead? There are supposed to be some really nice places to pick up souvenirs. Numbers 18, 19, and 20. Thomas Alva Edison was both a scientist and an inventor. Born in 1847, Edison would see tremendous changes take place in his lifetime. In his lifetime, Edison patented 109 inventions. The most famous of his inventions was an incandescent light bulb. Besides the light bulb, Edison developed the phonograph and a small box for viewing moving films. He believed in hard work, sometimes working 20 hours a day. Edison was quoted as saying, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration."